I'm John Ryder, and on August 1st, 1966, I was in class, American government class, in Wagner Hall. And the class started approximately 12 o'clock at noon that day. And shortly after noon, it was reported that there was some firing going on from the tower towards the campus. And then we were told by people in charge of the building or the classroom to stay where we were. And so we stayed in the classroom for approximately 90 minutes until things were over with. In the meantime, someone had brought out a camera at where KUT, I believe, was back then. It was the KRN TV station right northeast of the tower within the inner campus drive. And so we saw that on the monitor, and they just positioned it, focused it towards the top of the tower, and then moved away since they were in a dangerous position. And we could see the gunshots coming out of the drainage holes from the top of the tower from on the TV. The classroom I was in faced Speedway, so we were on the opposite side of the building. And it was not known at the time if there were multiple shooters or what, so therefore that's why we just stayed in our classroom. But while we were in the classroom, then kind of the eerie sounds of multiple ambulances driving up the inner campus drive, because that was where Wagner Hall, by Business Economics Building at that time, was the closest venue for them to come up to the mall area of the campus and then to get the victims at that time. And they were actually risking themselves coming out of the ambulances because he was still shooting at that time, you know, until 1:30. Also at that time, my mother had worked in the development board on the second floor of the tower building. And because I lived in Austin, lived at home and went to University of Texas. And she had just come from the co-op beforehand and saw some people kind of milling about because things had started at that point. So she just got into her office building, which was on the, she entered into the west side of the building where the entrance to the tower, ground floor. But since this was at noontime, my dad had a job where he could get away from work at lunchtime, and he'd actually come to pick her up. They were going to go to lunch that day. And he parked between the tower and what was then called the Academic Center. And he looked up, and Whitman was pointing down, shooting people, and he was shooting towards the Academic Center. And so my dad got into the Academic Center as a place of safety. So essentially the three of us were on campus together, but of course that's pre-cell phone time and everything, so we didn't really know where each other were at that point in time. I always felt, too, that he possibly would like to have started shooting earlier because he actually missed the class break at that time. The class break was about 5 or 10 minutes before where more students would have been in the mall area, and he got delayed for whatever it's worth. It took more time for him to get established in doing his horrible deed up on the tower, so there were other individuals up there that he had met up with on the way up to the tower. And so if he had started, you know, 10 or 15 minutes earlier, it could have been much worse. So at least there was something happened there. But the way he was dressed as a construction worker and the footlocker, and he just easily passed up to the elevators to the top because he looked like a construction worker, which are always construction workers, you know, doing things around the campus. I think you feel that you can't believe something like this happened, so it was the novelty of the situation. And then for the immediate next week, it was hard because all the local news, I believe there was only one TV station in Austin at that time, so all the local news was concerning the tower. It wasn't 24/7 like now, but the local 30-minute broadcasts were all tower, so it just kind of got to be a little bit much after the fifth day of the week of that being, you know, through Friday. So that was the hardest part. But after that, then when I was in school, most of us had been through the same event, so it wasn't, we weren't really unique to each other. And also then the academic part took over, so that was my main concern, was studying and going to classes and that just kind of got pushed to the back of my mind at that point. And something I thought that was, in retrospect, I thought was kind of unusual is that there were no, wasn't any counseling service for students that were there at that time because these things hadn't happened before. So right now they always talk about counselors are brought on board for things that happen still at this time, day and time. And so that was not done. We were just kind of on our own and everybody kind of experienced the same thing. So it wasn't anything unusual because we'd all been there that were there on that campus day. I did read recently where Dr. R. Isco, who was a psychology professor, did reach out to students at that time, but I wasn't aware of it because it was hard for them to just find everybody and take it for what it's worth, that they did try. So